everyone. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. In today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about children. And I don't personally have children, but I love them. I love playing with them, hanging out with them. I teach them at church on Sundays, and they're just a delight to me. I babysat for about 10 years, so I have had a significant experience with them, even though I don't have any of my own. But I wanted to talk about two funny Facebook posts that I read recently from two of my different friends. One of them, on a particularly rough day, said that both of her children were throwing up with the flu, and she had a broken bathtub faucet with an overflowing bathtub. And she said, it makes for quite a troublesome Tuesday. And then in another post on that same day, I found another friend was making muffins with her daughter, and everything seemed to be going really well, and they seemed to be having a really fun time. And I thought about those two extremes and the highs and lows of being a parent. And there's a new Mormon message that recently came out that's called Having Children in Faith. Today, I'm so excited because we're going to go behind the scenes and talk to the filmmaker, Erica Marie Barr, and she is going to come on the show here in just a few minutes. But first, I wanted to read a quote, which comes from a talk that Elder Neil L. Anderson gave in General Conference, October 2011, called Children. And I'm going to read that to you now. It says, quote, many voices in the world today marginalize the importance of having children or suggest delaying or limiting children in a family. My daughters recently referred me to a blog written by a Christian mother, not of our faith, with five children. She commented, quote, growing up in this culture, it is very hard to get a biblical perspective on motherhood. Children rank way below college, below world travel for sure, below the ability to go out at night at your leisure, below honing your body at the gym, below any job you may have or hope to get. She then adds, motherhood is not a hobby, it is a calling. You do not collect children because you find them cuter than stamps. It is not something to do if you can squeeze the time in. It is what God gave you time for. End of quote. I'm just going to emphasize that last line because I really like it. It is not something to do if you can squeeze the time in. It is what God gave you time for. And that really puts things into perspective of why we're here on this earth. And one of those primary reasons is to raise and have children. And I think maybe it's a little bit different for me being on the outside because I look at it and I know it's difficult because I hang out with a lot of married people, but I recognize what it's like not to have it. And so I can see the blessings of it and what a joy and a delight it is. Despite all the hard work, I know that there are really rough days, but I do like that line that it is why we have time given to us by God. I'd like to welcome into the studio Erica Marie Barr. Erica is the filmmaker of the latest Mormon message called Having Children in Faith. Erica, thank you so much for being with us today. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
This is sure a fun Mormon message. I have watched it a few times now and absolutely love it. This one is a little bit different because there are going to be two Mormon messages that are released. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is very different. So the first one is Having Children in Faith, and you hear Elder Anderson's voiceover underneath it. And then the second one is Having Children Enriches Your Life. And then you hear kind of a documentary from the families that participated in the first video and the B-roll that you see of them. It's kind of a day in their life, starting from morning to evening. They wake up, they do their normal routines. We had them do everything that they normally do. We didn't stage anything. And then we just wanted to show what it's like to have kids.
How fun. So did you actually follow those families around for an entire day, or how did you capture all of those moments?
Yeah, so we went to the library with one family. We went to the printing copy with the artist family. So Peter Shi of the Asian family is the president of the International Graduate Student Association at BYU. And so we followed them to their event that they had as well. We literally just followed them around wherever they went.
That's so fun. It really made it authentic, and the situations and the variety is really fun. What was kind of the background or the inspiration behind this particular Mormon message?
It was definitely a decision from the Mormon message team. They felt like there should be a Mormon message about having children. There hasn't been one ever done. And it was also agreed by the leadership that one should be done as well.
So how did you decide to do a day in the life? Was that your idea or was that...
Yeah, so I worked with some other producers and they helped as well with this idea of creating a day in the life of these families. And I watched A Day in the Life on YouTube, or Life in a Day is what it's really called. And it was created by YouTube, National Geographic partnered together, and a lot of people from around the world submitted footage from a day in their life. And you just see beginning to end what life is really like. And that's why we wanted to do this for this Children's Mormon message, is we wanted to show what it's like to be a parent. And when you make the decision to have children, this is what it's like. And so we really did want to follow that pattern of just following them around in a day. We didn't have them submit footage. We went and filmed it ourselves. But it's the same concept of following them from beginning to end.
That's such a great way to highlight that. That's such a fun and creative way to do it. And I think it really comes out in the piece that some of the daily funny interactions that happen with children. So there are several families that are highlighted in this particular Mormon message and some really fun stories behind them. Can you tell us some of the background behind those stories?
Yeah. So the first family that we went to was the Rivera family. And they're the ones that have twin boys. And those twin boys were hilarious because they always wanted to do what the other one was doing. They wore the same clothes. They wanted to do the dishes at the same time the other one was doing it. They wanted to help their mom out with laundry the same time she was doing it. And they also wanted to play with the equipment. And so we let them hold a monopod and things like that. And so they were just really energetic. It was what I noticed most about that family. She says, you know, we live in a house of chaos. And it's just because their family is so energetic. I mean, you have twin boys, and then they have another little boy, and then another little boy coming on the way. And so you just see this energy in this family, and it's just go, go, go from the beginning of the day till the end. But they're very loving. They're a very loving family, and the boys love being with their mom. And then when the dad comes home, you also see that energy and that love for their father.
And I think you were able to capture that on film because it comes across. And one of my favorite parts is where the little boy has unraveled the toilet paper the entire roll.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we didn't stage that at all. He really did. The mom just looked away for 2 seconds and he comes out with all of the toilet paper from the toilet paper roll. And she said, oh my gosh, this was a brand new toilet paper roll. I can't believe this happened. But it was perfect because it really did show what a day in the life is like.
What about the other families? Are there any fun stories behind those families?
Yeah. So the second family that we went to film was the Scott family. And the mom in that family is an artist. And it's her passion, it's her love, and she also does it as a profession. She sells her paintings at a local gallery. And she was worried when she had kids that she wouldn't be able to keep pursuing her dream of being an artist. And obviously it's been changed, but she still is painting and she still is selling her artwork. And in fact, from what she told me, she's selling more paintings now than she did before she had kids. So it's really interesting to see that in their family. The dad works as well. She's a stay-at-home mom and she paints when her sons are asleep. And then there's every once in a while she'll get a babysitter when she needs to finish a painting. But for the most part, she's able to do it while she stays at home. And she said to me, you know, and she says it in the video as well, it's such a blessing that the Lord is making this happen in my life. This is so important to me. And then it's important to also know that she said, my kids are more important to me. My children didn't take away from my life. They enriched my life even more so. And she also wanted to emphasize for young couples who are worried about losing their life, losing their personal interests, that you can still do that. You just have to make it work.
I think that is one of my favorite stories within this, is I think sometimes as women we think, oh, if I have children, I have to give up my dreams or I have to give up doing what I love. And granted, it's probably a lot more difficult, but she is still able to do it. And I think that's one of the great messages of this Mormon message, is still live your dream and have children. And it might just make your dream even better. by having children, like you said. So that's really, I think that's really exciting. I'm excited. I'm excited for everyone to see this so that they can know what we know. Any other details?
Yeah, so the Shi family is the Asian family. And as I said before, Peter is the International Graduate Student Association president at the Marriott School of Management at BYU. He was worried about having kids. You hear that in the very beginning of the piece. He didn't want to have a baby because he's stressed already. He's getting his Master's of Business Administration at BYU. It's a very stressful program, very intense. And he just thought he couldn't handle it. And financially as well. They're in school and they're just trying to, you know, work things out at the very beginning. And he listened to Elder Anderson's talk. And him and his wife prayed about it. And they felt that it was their time to have children. And of course, for every couple, it's different. But for them, they decided to pray. And the Lord told them that this was the time, and they acted on faith. And it was interesting after the interview for him to tell me that they had a lot of blessings since then, since they decided to have a child. And someone came up to him afterwards and told him about a new scholarship that they were going to think about offering him and things like that to just kind of help them. And he said, I know that the Lord will help you when you have faith and when you follow his commandments and follow what the prophets and apostles say, he will help you.
That's so encouraging and really neat to see that little miracle, which is not so little, but a true miracle that happened for them because they did kind of take that leap of faith. And their baby is so adorable. She's so cute.
Yeah, my videographers loved her.
Oh, she's a cute one for sure. Is there anything else interesting or fun that happened while you were shooting that we should know about?
Well, something interesting about me is that I don't have children. I was approached with this Mormon message and asked to do it. And I thought it was interesting that they asked me to do a piece about having children when I don't have children and I am married. And so I think it was a good piece for me to do because I really was able to do it from the perspective of someone who doesn't have children. And going to each family and seeing a day as a parent, seeing what it's like, seeing these families interact, it was so powerful. And at the same time, I realized it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and there's a lot of mundane things, changing diapers constantly. There's a lot of repetitive things. But what I wanted to show in this piece was the feeling that I got overall, which was, this is a higher cause. This is a higher level of living, and it's so powerful what you can feel in a family. And it really impressed me when going to these families' houses.
That is so well said. Thank you. I appreciate you being willing to share that because I think there are a lot of listeners who probably find themselves in that same boat. You know, they're married, they're in that place of, well, is it time to have children or should we, you know, wait for whatever reason or we're almost ready to graduate or we're about to move or something like that. So I think that's great because then you capture all the perspectives. You have the perspective of the families, but then also of someone who might be in that deciding stage. And so, and it's great. I love that in this Mormon message, you show the joy behind it. That's one of my favorite parts. So when you were with the families, did you kind of have a chance to interact with the kids at all? Or were you just solely behind the camera? Or how did that work?
So being with a family for an entire day, you know, we got tired, just like the family got tired. And we had a couple breaks where we just kind of sat down and took a break from filming. And the kids were hilarious because they wanted to play with us. We were these new people in their house and they had gotten used to us because we were with them all morning. And so one of the little boys in the Rivera family, one of the twins, came up to me and he said, I see that you don't have a camera in your hand. Can you read me a story? And we're like, oh, that you know, that's very observant of you. So I sat down and I read them a story and it was a lot of fun. And then in the Scott family, their little boy came up to me and he just said, can you hold me? can you pick me up? And when we were in the art gallery, and so I picked him up and I held him and we walked around and looked at all the paintings. And it, I mean, they were very loving children, very accepting is what I noticed about them. And they were so cute.
That's adorable. What a sweet little memory to take away in addition to all the others I'm sure that you had, but that's darling. Well, Erica, thank you so much for coming on the Mormon Channel today. It's been a pleasure to have you here, and we're looking forward to having everybody be able to see this Mormon message as it comes out, and thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you haven't had a chance to watch this Mormon message, you can find it both on our website, mormonchannel.org, or on our YouTube channel as well, and it's called Having Children in Faith. And if you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, check it out. It is really a fun one, and she's done a great job with that. So keep up the good work that you're doing, parents, and I hope that as you watch this Mormon message about children, it will make you smile as you think about your own children and the adventures that it is to be a parent. Well, it's time to close, but I want to thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments, please let us know. We want to hear from you. You can email me directly at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day today is called Be Still My Soul, featuring Christina England Hale. Thanks, everyone, for joining, and have a great day.